There were wild scenes of jubilation among supporters of Rashid Ladoja. Following the ruling at the Supreme Court in Abuja, Ladoja was impeached last January over allegations of corruption and abuse of office. But the process leading to his removal was flawed and provoked criticisms, especially from some of Nigeria's leading lawyers. The National Secretary of the Nigerian Bar Association, Lawal Rabana, says the ruling represents a huge victory for democracy in Nigeria.
We feel very delighted that it's a triumph for the rule of law and democracy in this country. It is a message to the various legislative houses that in the exercise of their powers to remove a governor through impeachment proceedings, they must comply with the letters of the Constitution. And we also feel that with this landmark judgment, it will beat sanity into the system and it will put a halt to this shameless abuse of power by the legislative houses in removing governors. In all the impeachment exercises that have gone on in this country, the NDA maintains that they fall short of constitutional requirements.
The implication of the ruling is that four other state governors removed in recent impeachment could regain their post in pending litigations. Two of the governors, those of Ekiti and Plateau, who were accused of corruption and impeached by their state parliament, are on the run, evading arrest and prosecution. Analysts say the impeachment aimed to strengthen President Obasanjo's position ahead of crucial elections next year. But with the possible return of some of the governors, Mr. Obasanjo's attempt to shore up gains for his ruling party may have hit a roadblock, they say. Gabriel Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。